Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Play Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
Welcome to episode 154 of Nerd Pride Radio. 154? 3 years ago, newspapers reported that the world's oldest man had died at age 154, leaving behind 180 children. But did he really? Was the oldest living person ever 154? No, the oldest confirmed person ever is still Jean-Louis Clement. I got it. Who died in France in 1997 at the age of 122. So ask me how I'm doing today. Go on, ask me.
How you doing today?
I'm okay, I guess. My name is Aiden Jones, and I'm a manga anime nerd, a science nerd, a horror nerd, a comic book nerd, a video game nerd, a movie nerd, comedy nerd, Pokemon nerd, and a gaming nerd. Plus, there's probably seven other kinds of nerd that I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. And you're listening to Mike Recorded With Me Without Me last week, so I stole his podcast. This is the place where I go this week to haver on... Who says haver? About all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my dome anymore. As always, you're listening to the best-smelling podcast on the internet. That's right. This podcast smells exactly like coffee and... donuts. Oh yeah, and my co-host this week is Mike! How you doing, Mike?
I'm awesome! This is so good to be here. So awesome. Okay, hold on. Wait, I can't say hold on. It's not even my podcast anymore. We're just gonna have to let this go.
The first part of the show is the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast.
You might want to take this one slow. It trips me up every time.
This is the time for me when I talk about whatever's been fitting with.
See, told you. That's where I slip up.
Whatever's been on my mind for the week. If something strikes me as interesting during the course of the week, of my busy week, I add it to my master list. And the very best stuff gets spewed out onto you guys every week when I record. Well, only this week for me. You lucky dogs. So let's check the master list. First up is my gaming table.
I've got Dungeon Master's Guide. I've got 12-sided die.
On my gaming table today is Game Night.
Wait, whoa. There's a whole script here.
Oh, do I have to read what's in parentheses too?
Yeah, it's a whole script. Go ahead. All right, pretend the music just ended. All right, I got Dungeon Master's Guide. I got 12-sided. Okay, go ahead.
Role-playing games, video games, board games, card games, any games. If it fits on my gaming table, then I'm here to share it with you.
Awesome.
Better?
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, great. Okay. And on my list is Game Night. Not just Game Night, but specifically Secret Hitler. Oh my gosh, is that game fun.
What, we got to play Secret Hitler this week?
Yeah, you were there. You should know. Why are you asking?
Was it any good?
I mean, honestly, it could have been better. It's got a lot of flaws. It could be better. It could be... Ow!
I will hit you.
It was fantastic. I had a great time playing, and honestly, I think I was the best player there. like no joke. I'm just too good for him.
Chris was the best player there. She had a poker face like nobody. I couldn't see through her ever.
You're not coming up too well on the mic there, buddy. How does it feel?
Oh yeah, that's because I'm a co-host. Co-hosts sit off to the side, and they don't register very well because we only have one microphone because we're a cheap operation.
So yeah, how does it feel to not be heard for once?
Shut up.
Okay. Anyway, but Secret Hitler was a great game. If you don't know how to play, it's a lot like Mafia. If you've played that, if you've never played that, well, then you're living a sad life, and I'm sorry.
Or Werewolf. It's a lot like Werewolf.
It's also like Werewolf, yeah.
Yeah, but, Ed, can I butt in?
Sure,
can I share on this one? All right. I'm going to turn the mic.
So, all right, Secret Hitler. We played, because Colin was so excited, because he finally got his copy of Secret Hitler off the Kickstarter, got the wooden box, the whole business. It's gorgeous. Oh, I love the look and feel of this game is amazing. And it's for 5 to 10 players, and the object is to, there's more liberals than there are fascists, but the liberals don't know who the fascists are, and they certainly don't know who the secret Hitler is. That's why he's secret. And so the object is to try and get to the end of the game by figuring out who everybody is and passing more liberal legislation than fascist legislation, blah, blah, blah. And there's special powers that come in. But the cool part is we played, Colin broke this thing out, and we must have played for 4 straight hours. That's all we did with Secret Hitler all night. It was unreal. We wound up, and we had, we started off with like 6 or 7 people, and it was going really well. And then, it would be like anytime someone finished a game somewhere else, we're like, hey, you want a Secret Hitler with us? All right, come on over. And they'd join us, and then other people had to get up because they had to go run errands or they had to go find somebody else to do something. And so we had people rotating in and out of the game all night, and everybody that sat down, they're like, but I don't know how to play. What? That? Don't worry, that doesn't matter. It'll take you 5 minutes. And sure enough, I mean, we just kept playing round after round of it, and there must have been 20 total people that sat in with us. So sometimes we played with as few as 6 people. Sometimes we played all the way up to 10. And every single time, awesome game.
Guys, I just realized what Haver means.
Does it mean you're an asshole?
It might. All right, and that was the gaming table. Next up.
And now for something completely different.
That's right. Now for something completely different. This is just stuff that I don't have a segment for. Well, Mike doesn't have a segment for. I have a segment for it. It's called Jokes. This week, I have a joke for you. And I'm going to give a disclaimer here first. It's a very long joke. Second disclaimer, it's called the girlfriend joke.
Is this going to be appropriate for my podcast?
You got to trust me.
I mean, technically, I understand it's your podcast this week, but seriously, am I going to have to edit this entire portion out of here?
No, you got to trust me, and don't you love me?
I love you. I love you with all my heart. You're amazing.
I might tell dead baby jokes, but this one isn't one of them.
Dead baby joke would have been okay here.
Really?
Yeah, but something entitled The Girlfriend Joke, I'm a little leery.
All right, so here we go. So recently, I moved into a new neighborhood, and it's a pretty nice area. After a couple of weeks, a moving truck pulls up, and I realize there's a new girl living in the house next to me. So I walk up and notice that she's all by herself. Being the good neighbor that I am, I go up and ask, hey, I see you don't have any help. Do you need any help with moving your boxes inside? And keep this in mind, I'm like a 6 on a good day, and this girl's an easy 9. Like, this girl could easily be a supermodel. So I ask if she needs any help, and she looks at me dead in the eye with the nastiest grimace on her face and says, no thanks, I'm good. Well, okay, no problem. If you need anything, just give a little knock on my door and I'll come out. So a couple days go by, and after that failed attempt, this girl's dumb small chihuahua jumps over my fence and gets into my yard. So I'm thinking, okay, cranky girl, round 2, let's go, we got this. So I take the dumb dog and I bring it over to her house and give the door a knock. She opens the door with the biggest smile and says, oh my god, thank you so much. I don't know what I would do without him. He's like family to me. I'm so sorry that I was so mean to you the other day. I was having a bad day and I took it out on you. I'm so sorry. Please let me make it up to you and take you out to dinner. So I humbly accept and we end up going to dinner that night. Now we don't have much in common, but I'm into video games and anime, and she's into white girl stuff and makeup and Starbucks and other stuff like that. But we have a good time, and I mean, this girl's way out of my league, so who am I to complain? So then we hang out more frequently. I visit her, and she visits me, and now I'm in a good relationship with this extremely hot chick. A couple of weeks go by, and we continue this, and I see a moving truck come from the other direction. I got to greet the new neighbor, and I see a cute girl come out of the moving truck. Now, this girl's cute. She isn't supermodel hot, but she's cute. I would say she's like a 7. So I go out to her and say, hey, I don't see you don't have any help with moving your stuff in. Is it okay if I help? Luckily, she says, yeah, sure, take this box and put it in the living room. It's the first room on the right. You can't miss it. So I go to pick up the box, and I realize it's labeled video games. This box wasn't taped very well, so I peek into the box and I'm seeing some very serious video games. I'm seeing Final Fantasy 7 through 9, Black Label, a mint copy of Illusions of Gaia. Like, what girl even knows what that game is? So I ask, hey, is this a box of your boyfriend stuff? And
whoa,
she-
that was sexist.
Hold on.
I can't believe you'd ask that.
You're cutting through my joke, dude.
Alright, go ahead. Go ahead.
Is this a box of your boyfriend stuff? She responds with, no, I don't have a boyfriend. That stuff's mine, so make sure not to drop it. Now, I know this girl is actually the coolest girl ever. So I help the girl move her stuff in, and we hang out afterwards. She goes out to lunch, and we hit it off. We end up just talking about video games the whole time, and it was amazing. Now, I have a friend to talk nerd stuff with, and don't forget, she's a cute as heck 7. And also, I have this 9 girlfriend with me. And again, I'm just a 6, so right now, I'm living the dream. So a couple of weeks go by, and my girlfriend comes up to me and says, hey, so this sounds weird, but I don't want you hanging out with that girl anymore. You're spending a lot of time with her, and honestly, I'm a little jealous, and I want to spend more time. I want you to spend more time with me. I tell her, well, listen, why don't you try to talk to her? If you like me, then you'll like her, and we can all hang out together, and it'll be great. She says, well, all right, I guess I can give it a shot. I'll try to talk to her tomorrow. So the next day, my girlfriend comes up to me and says, yeah, you can't see that girl ever again. Wait, what? Why not? What happened? Yeah, she told me that you're hers now, and if I ever go near you again, she's going to kill me. I think you're overreacting a little bit. She doesn't seem like that kind of person. She told me, and I quote, she is going to murder me. I can't imagine it's that serious. I'll try to straighten this out and go talk to her tomorrow. I go up to Seven's house the next day, and I give a little knock on the door, but nobody answers. I try the doorbell. Nothing. I give her a call, text her, no answer. So then I go to my girlfriend to try to tell her that she wasn't there. Sorry, I call my girlfriend. And there's no answer. The next day, knock, knock. I'll try again tomorrow. But again, no answer. So I go over to her house, knock on the door, and still nothing. The next day, knock, knock, no answer. And I don't know what's going on. So day after day goes by, and eventually week after week, and I'm getting nothing. But the missing per... I put it in the missing persons, but nothing turns up. I call their family and friends, and they know nothing. And after weeks of this, I just give up. Then I turn on the news one day, and I see the 7 girl getting carried away in handcuffs, and she's covered in blood from head to toe, and she's screaming and yelling at the camera, saying, she's dead, you're next. A couple days go by, and the autopsy reports come in. It's all over the internet. Apparently, not only did she kill my gorgeous 9 girlfriend, but parts of her are missing, chunks of her arms and legs gone, and it seems like the 7 girl ate parts of my girlfriend, bit and chewed into her. Now I'm thinking to myself that I had the 2 most amazing girls in my life, and I'm here, just a 6, worried out of my mind because I can't get the image out of my head of her screaming at the camera saying, she's dead, you're next, she's dead, you're next, and I'm going crazy and screaming and writing it in blood on the walls, she's dead, you're next, she's dead, you're next, and I don't know what to do anymore, and it raises the question, why was 6 afraid of 7?
Oh my god. Okay. I give that, Noah appreciates that joke. I give that joke a complete, as you're going through and it's the girlfriend, and the fact that he's referring to them as 7 and 9, that he's referring to them as their numbers. I'm like, that is so misogynistic. I mean, it's not horrible, but it's, come on. I get it. All right. You win. You're right. That was perfect. That was really good. Oh.
And I really hope it was worth all of your times as well.
Oh, that's great.
Holy crap. I'm looking at the numbers. How are we only 30 minutes in?
13?
13, yeah. Sorry.
Dude, I know. It's exhausting. Seriously. You've got an hour, man. Come on. You've got to make this work.
We can fill it with Podomatics, right?
Yes. That's my secret. Now, normally I have way too much to talk about or I ramble on. I have her a lot. And so I wind up going really long and then I have to cut my Podomatics short because I know the listener betrayal is coming up. But if you ever have a week when you're kind of short on stuff, yeah, you can always pad it out with Podomatic. It's no big deal. But you still have stuff.
I do have stuff. Actually, my favorite stuff. And now it's time for the science fiction double feature.
Science fiction double feature.
That's right. Here at Nerd Pride Radio, you get not one, not two, but 5 movie reviews for the same low price. That price is absolutely nothing, by the way.
It's implied.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, why is a frog like a joke?
Because the more you dissect it, the quicker it dies.
Right.
See, and that's funny, because, like, when you dissect a frog and pull apart, like, and take out its innards, it depends what biology class you're having, if you dissect, like, formaldehyde frogs or actually, like, live frogs that they've chloroformed. But, like, the more you pull it apart, the quicker it dies if you're working with a chloroform frog, anyway. And, like, the same thing with a joke is when you take out, like, the punchline and the build-up, you make it die quicker because people find it less and less funny, which is, again, like the frog, because, like, when you take out, like, its intestines and heart, it can't live without those things. So it just die.
You can stop.
Okay.
they've heard me do this bit before. So anyway, science fiction quintuple feature.
Indeed.
What movies you got for us?
All right. Well, I'm going to save the best for last. So let's start with The Conjuring 2. I don't know if I reviewed The Conjuring 1 on this podcast, but it was an atrocity among horror movies.
Which one was The Conjuring? Clap on, clap off the clapper?
Yeah, basically. It was the ones where they're in the really old house and they could only find the demon by clapping. It was the first movie by the people who did Annabelle.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah,
okay.
Those true horror stories.
Yeah, I hate those people.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Anyway, and The Conjuring 2 was better than The Conjuring 1. I enjoyed The Conjuring 2. Spoiler alert, by the way. So, the demon that they're fighting in this one, they met years and years ago. And they've had visions about it for years. And there's this name, V-A-L-A-K, all over their house. And in the middle of the movie, I lean over to my friend like, that's the name of the demon. I'm calling it now. And this was half an hour in. An hour and a half later, sure enough, that's the name of the demon. I'm like, you gotta be less predictable. Come on.
But it's still a good movie.
It's an alright movie. I would recommend it.
Okay.
Alright. Next up is Don't Breathe, without a spoiler alert. Don't Breathe is a brilliant piece of cinema if you're going into it thinking it's a thriller. Most people go into this thinking it's going to be a horror movie, and it's not. It is a thriller. And when you look at it in that light, this movie is absolutely brilliant.
Can we call it psychological horror? I mean, is there real fear in there?
See, my heart was racing the entire time, but there wasn't really any fear. It was more the action.
Okay. Did you ever see Rosemary's Baby?
No.
Okay.
I saw Grace. Does that count for anything?
Oh, God, no. Oh, God, no. No. Oh, hold on. I have to wash my brain. Oh, get it out. Get it out.
Triggered.
Oh, God, I hate that movie. I mean, it was I know, I hate that movie. Wait. So, what about Audition? Didn't you? Oh, no more.
Wait, what's the Audition?
You haven't seen Audition?
No.
Don't watch Audition. It's bad.
Is it on Netflix?
It's so bad. I have no idea anymore. Audition is
Did you almost just gag there?
I'm belching.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You could have said yes and saved yourself.
Audition, I believe, is directed by Takashi Miike, and it is, it's just grotesque. It is just horribly, horribly grotesque. It is a middle-aged Japanese businessman guy. Him and his buddy come up with a scheme where they're going to set up an audition for a movie that doesn't actually exist. And they will pretend that they are movie producers and they're going to be running these auditions.
So it's just the producer.
No. The purpose of running the auditions is so that they can get cute girls to come audition for them and thus hit on them. Because, hey, look, these cute girls are auditioning for us. We pick the ones we like the best.
Guys, I think it's become a sextuple feature.
We wind up, they come audition for the movie and then we tell them that we pick out the cutest ones. Tell them that we're really interested, but, you know, hey, maybe we could talk this out over dinner. And then they're willing to do anything because they want to get into the movie. It's a very sleazy concept. And then the one girl he winds up picking, obsessive, bizarre, freak stuff going on.
Spoiler alert.
Uh, No spoiler, because you shouldn't watch it. It is so disturbing. Again, the style of horror, as in the original Hostel, the style of horror where there is no hope.
Oh, gosh. Horrible, I hate those.
Horrible torture porn stuff happens throughout this movie and just keeps getting worse and worse. And, oh, yeah. No, there is no escape. There is no hope. At no point is there ever hope.
I hate those horror movies.
Oh, it's terrible.
What I look for in a horror movie is, does it tell a good story? Because if there's no way to win, then how can you tell a good story?
Look, there's the one part in this movie that gave me a genuine... It wasn't just me being horrified, and it was a genuine scare. And it was... As I'm watching, and it would, in part due to the horror, but it was watching this one scene, and then you're like, oh my God, that lump in the background just moved. There's a living person in there. Oh, Jesus. And look, if you're going to watch it, that would be a real spoiler to tell you what section that is, but.
Spoiler alert.
Oh my God. When it happens, that was a genuinely brilliant piece of movie making. And look, Miyake is a brilliant director. It just, a lot of his stuff is so over the top for me that I can't watch it. I don't enjoy watching it. Anyway, but you left off with
Don't Breathe.
With Don't Breathe.
It, brilliant piece of cinema. Honestly, I would see this movie again and again and again if I didn't work and go to school all the time.
Oh, and Don't Breathe, by the way, teeny tiny little budget, has made a ton of money. Awesome, awesome movie that.
Oh yeah, it's
I haven't
brilliant.
Seen it myself. I have not seen Don't Breathe. I'm excited to see it though. I really want to.
You should. All right, next up on my list is Lights Out. I had high hopes for Lights Out.
You didn't like Lights Out?
I'm not saying that.
Yeah, you are. Your tone of voice is saying you didn't like Lights Out.
No.
Can you hear yourself?
I hate myself for saying this, but this isn't the part I hate myself for saying. It has a brilliant concept. The concept of Lights Out was absolutely phenomenal. And here's the part I hate saying. The execution leaves a lot to be desired.
Okay. All right. From my point of view, because we went and saw Lights Out together.
Wait, did we?
Yeah, we did. We saw Lights Out together. Or no, Jacob went and saw it. Oh, that's right. Sorry, dude. Sorry. We went out and saw the movie without you. Sorry.
When was this?
When me and your mom and Jacob all went to see a movie without
you. Oh, yeah, yeah, I was there. Yeah, I gotcha.
You were working that night.
Again, if you're going to go watch Lights Out, watch the short film version instead of the actual cinematic version. The short film version is brilliant.
Wow, you're brutal, dude. Oh, okay, here's the problem I had with Lights Out. Because me and Jacob and Lisa all greatly enjoyed Lights Out.
I'm not saying I didn't enjoy it.
We had a great time.
I'm saying from a critic's point of view, its execution just...
Right, there was...
a lot out.
There was... It was very predictable as to where everything was coming from and where it was going.
Yes.
Very predictable. And there were so many logical inconsistencies in this movie... That, yeah, if logical consistency is really your bag, don't watch this movie. But for what it's worth, again, tiny budget, huge return, and the director made some really good choices. As in, man, if this had been a more solid script, then, I mean, like, if they had worked out all the technical details that could make this creature work the way they wanted it to, you know, if they could have made it logical... The director knew what he was doing, or she. I don't know who the director was. But the director knew their stuff and was very effective. But, yeah, there was weak stuff there. You're absolutely right.
All right. And now, the next movie on my list is The Last Shift. I don't know if you've even heard about this movie.
I have never heard of Last Shift. I don't know what you're talking about.
When I'm home alone, what I like to do is I like to
You like to watch Home Alone over and over? You're a big Macaulay Culkin fan?
Yes, and that's why we're talking... And that's why we're talking about The Last Shift. Good job. Good good deduction there. Okay. No.
Couldn't see. I did a perfect Macaulay Culkin impression. My voice is a little off because I'm way older than he was in that movie.
But when
When I put my hands on my face and I did the scream, I looked just like him.
Anyway.
Dead on.
Anyway, what I like to do is I like to go on Netflix and pick out a horror movie with an average rating that I've never heard of before. And I thoroughly enjoyed The Last Shift.
Really? Can you give me just a quick synopsis? What's it about? Don't give anything away.
Oh, boy, what curses am I allowed to say on this show?
You can say hell and damn, and ass pretty regularly. And occasionally you can get away with shit, because I say shit every once in a while. Bastard, asshole, dick. Dick is always okay. Crap is always okay. Those aren't even real swear words. I prefer not to use the F word, although I've done it once in a while, but prefer okay. not to. Does that give you an idea?
Then I'm
bastard. Maybe bastard.
Okay. So it's a woman who is, guarding the old police station for its last night in operation. Well, she's waiting for the decontamination crew to come in to take out all the hazardous material from evidence. And so she's working the creepiest place in the world at the creepiest hour of the night. Oh yeah, and it's haunted.
Dude, I'm already in. That's an awesome premise.
You and me need to watch The Last Shift together. It is the perfect amount of gore, psychological horror, and the whole movie just blew my mind.
Really? I still haven't watched Blood Glacier.
How long ago did I watch Blood Glacier?
Like 3 years ago.
Tonight, you and me are watching both Blood Glacier and The Last Shift. Double feature it.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead. Keep going. Last Shift.
At every turn of this movie, I'm like, what? How did that happen? What? No way. That couldn't have happened. What? And it just... I don't want to say it's brilliant, because I was just kind of in the heat of the moment enjoying this film. But I would recommend it.
Okay. I'm excited about it. That is a really... again, the premise, original. I like that. I did... Anyway, I'm not going to dwell on it. This is your bit. But see, now look, you're already up to 27 minutes now, dude.
All right.
You're making good time here, and you still have one more movie to go.
Oh, do I have to?
Oh, dude, you voluntarily went and saw this movie in a theater on a big screen. Granted, it was for free because you work there, but you still, you have to review this one.
But it's
you have to.
It's the worst thing ever.
Yes, it's the worst movie you've ever seen. You're still going to have to review it.
No, it's not just the worst movie I've ever seen. It's the worst movie ever, period.
It's worse than that. It's the worst thing ever. It's a movie worse than Hitler.
The movie is Hillary's America. Oh, God.
And how was Hillary's America?
Oh,
did you guys enjoy yourself?
Oh, the only solace I had was we were the only ones in the theater and we could tell jokes as loudly as we could.
this is the best part, is that Aiden went to go see this movie with a buddy.
We were thinking it's going to be fun because we can make fun of it the whole time.
Right. Is it someone else who works at the theater?
Yeah, it was Trey.
Yeah. Okay. So they go together thinking that we know it's going to be a bad movie, but don't worry. We'll sit around and make fun of it the whole time. We'll have a blast. And guess what?
Ass-numbingly bad.
He got home and he was like, it was so awful. We couldn't even, it was so bad that even sitting there making fun of it with a friend was just too painful.
Okay, a few notes that I took during the movie on my phone because I could. The KKK in that movie, yes, there's KKK in that movie. First, I should open up with, it's an anti-Hillary movie. Not for Trump, even though he was, the biggest producer of the movie.
Right. Well, hold on now. Just a second. When you say KKK, we used to have a restaurant here in town called the Double K, and they had unbelievable...
The Ku Klux Klan.
Oh. You didn't even let me finish. I was going to... Because,
I want to get this review done, dude.
You know the barbecue sauce that we get?
Yes.
That's Double K barbecue sauce.
Is it?
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Double K, I love you.
Yeah, well, they're out of business now.
K, whoever gives us that barbecue sauce anymore, I love you.
Right. It's been passed down from restaurant to restaurant. But the whole point was that Double K and their barbecue sauce is the most awesome barbecue sauce ever. So I was going to say, so when you say KKK, you mean, so like Triple K, it would be like the same sauce, but with 50% more flavor?
Can I get to what I was saying?
Yeah, go ahead.
In this anti-Hillary movie, A, it's not even about Hillary. We were an hour and a half in, and there was no Hillary.
Right. No, the title of the movie tells you everything you need to know. Is that this is what happens if Hillary's elected.
Nope.
What?
It was all about the past and what the Democrats have done. You couldn't see my big ass air quotes, but they were there. Like, it was talking about Andrew Jackson being the first Democrat, even though the Democratic Party didn't exist back then, and how he owned slaves, and how the Democrats aren't for minorities.
Oh my god.
And how the KKK was a purely Democratic endeavor.
Uh-huh. And well, I'm sure most of the original KKK members were Democrats in the sense of what Democrat was at the time of the...
Right, but, right. Yeah.
Okay.
So we're talking about how evil the Democrats are.
So a factually accurate movie.
No. None of it was factual. We were fact-checking the entire thing as we went. There has never been more lies put to film ever. Not even the movie True Lies.
I love True Lies.
Anyway. And my friend pointed this out as we were watching that the KKK looked like flippin' Teletubbies. You okay there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was in the middle of taking a drink because it wasn't my turn to talk, and he said Teletubbies, and I about spit Diet Dr. Pepper all over.
Anyway, they look like freaking Teletubbies running through a field with a burning cross, and like me and him just burst out laughing because all you see is the one white power Teletubby just running through a field on a horse holding a burning cross.
Did his stomach light up with racist imagery?
Just swastikas all over, yeah. Oh, no. God. And speaking of the KKK, there was a shot where it's an overhead meeting of the KKK, and if you look closely, one of those pairs of hands is black.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to tell me that, and when you looked at them from above, they spell out sex, just like in The Lion King.
No, like, honestly, like, and me and Trey kept making jokes of, I came to the wrong costume party. I hope they don't notice just sweating bullets.
Oh, so a tentative recommend?
I'm not done. I am not done.
Oh, God. Okay.
This movie, once it did get to Hillary.
Speaking of Haver.
This movie, once it did get to Hillary, brought to light that Bill Clinton is a rapist. And not only is he a rapist, but Hillary Clinton kidnapped and organized these rapes and then threatened his victims.
Yeah, that's all pretty standard. Although, you know what? Trump has actually done that. Procured women for Bill Clinton to rape.
Oh.
No. There's actually some very convincing Trump is a rapist bits out there, only because, you know, he's been accused of rape many times.
And also, you know, talking about how he'd do his daughter, but...
Whoa.
We're not talking about Trump.
No one said she wouldn't be into it. You're just passing judgment without knowing any of the facts.
It depends how she was raised, I know. Anyway.
Alright, I'm sorry. All of that was very unfair. His daughter doesn't deserve any of this abuse. He's a sleazy lech of a man and an idiot. I shouldn't bring his daughter into this because that's not fair to her at all. So.
Okay. Now, a lot of you don't know this. I think I reviewed The Bay on your podcast.
I don't remember if you reviewed The Bay.
It was way back when.
No clue.
I think it was my first movie review ever, and I did. Anyway, I said The Bay was the worst thing ever put to film. No, Hillary's America takes the cake straight up.
That's so sad.
I regret every second of that movie. And one review we found on Rotten Tomatoes summed it up best. It's as if you're a super right-wing uncle. It's as if all his emails were put into a movie.
Yeah, no, that sounds about right. All right, well, thank you for saving me from having to see that. Are we done now?
We are done.
Okay.
And that's everything I have for the meticulously plotted portion of this podcast. So it must be time for... The Pod-O-Matic. Hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Pod-O-Matic. At the end of every cast, I bring out R2 and his fully pimped out Pod-O-Matic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. And where do I get these topics? Where do these topics come from, you ask? Well, that is where you come in. You want me to Haver? Who says Haver?
I say Haver. It's a Scottish word. It's perfectly legitimate. It's Scots, actually.
About anything, send... Send your questions or topics to me by email, or better yet, in a private message to me on my forums.
At nerdprideradio.com/nerds.
Don't you shamelessly plug yourself on my podcast.
But that's what I do. Okay, good.
And I'll add it to the Podomatic list. Podomatic is about whatever you want it to be. Do I have to read off the script?
Yes. That's what the script is for.
Fine.
Okay, what's our first number?
Our first number is...
Like, it was already there.
Same thing. 54.
All right. 54. All right.
I get to push the button, swine.
That's fine. I'll do all the scrolling here. And tell you what, while I scroll, it's your job to entertain people.
All right. Number 54 is from Mrs. Darks. What does bi-monthly mean to you? Shouldn't we have two words, one for twice a month and one for every other month? Make up the words for us. Go on, we'll wait.
Well, first, do you agree with her premise?
Yeah, I agree. Bi-monthly means to me twice a month.
Okay, then what word means every other month?
Semi-monthly.
Semi-monthly. Okay, biannually, semi-annually. Is biannually twice a year? Well, biweekly was twice a week.
Yeah, so it's biannually, it's twice a year.
Okay, yeah. All right, yeah, I'm with you.
Semi-monthly.
Right. Well, she said make up words, though. That's not really making up words.
Fleeberdougal.
Fleeberdougal. That means that means every other month.
Sweet, okay. Don't you press my buttons!
God darn it.
28.
My number would have been better. I'm scrolling, you have to entertain.
All right, this one's from... Could you stop? This one's from Mrs. Darks again. MFK. Kerry Washington, Amy Schumer, or Jennifer Lawrence? I only know two of those names.
No, you know all three of them. Kerry Washington was Brunhilde from Django Unchained. That was Django's wife.
Okay.
That he was getting out.
Kill her.
Racist.
Marry Amy Schumer and sleep with Jennifer Lawrence.
You have to justify. You can't just say it. You have to justify.
I barely know Kerry Washington. I feel Amy Schumer would be just a pleasure to live with, and Jennifer Lawrence for obvious reasons.
Okay, you know what? That's actually the same choices I would have made, for very similar reasons. Kerry Washington. I mean, I know for her from Django Unchained.
Racist.
No. You just watch your mouth, son.
Now listen here.
You lily-livered, yellow-bellied. All right.
Now son, listen.
But yeah, for pretty much the same reasons. Amy Schumer seems like she would be an awful lot of fun to be married to because, she's just very entertaining that way. She's very smart and fun and awesome. I know very little about Kerry Washington other than that movie. And I mean, I know I've seen her in other stuff, but it doesn't even come to mind. And Jennifer Lawrence is Jennifer Lawrence. So, you know, it's what you do.
25. This one's from Zimny.
Hey, Zim.
You're turned into one of the seven dwarves from Snow White. Which one and why? How would your brother tease you about it? Well, which brother are we talking about?
Well, first off, which dwarf are you going to be?
I'd be,
Grumpy. Say Grumpy.
I'd be Doc because I know I'm better than you.
Doc always did have an attitude, didn't he?
Yeah.
God, what a prick.
Anyway.
And
they wouldn't tease me because I'm better than them.
No, they would try to.
Well, I mean, they would, but I'd turn it right around on them. I mean, they'd call me Four Eyes and burn my books and swirly me. And
so just like normal life.
Right.
Okay. That's pretty good. All right. My answer. Clearly I'm bashful, because I'm so shy. No, not bashful, not sneezy. Dopey?
You have the ears for it.
I have tiny ears. I have little teeny tiny ears. They're not hidden behind the wolf fur like yours are, but they're the same ears. Dude, you inherited my ears. Not as much as Jacob did, I guess. But, oh, life is pain. Yeah, I got nothing on this one. I'm gonna go dopey and they'd make fun of me for being an idiot.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. 35.
Sorry, I had to hurry. His hand was on R2.
This one's from Billy Bob.
Ooh, Billy Bob. I like him.
Is the presidential election over yet? Either way, how do you feel about it? It's the end of all days, Billy Bob.
Is it? Yeah, no, clearly the presidential election is not over yet. And, how do you feel about it?
This is the end of the world, people.
Right. He saw Hillary's America. He can tell you it's not going to be pretty.
Right. The red side is the people who would make that kind of movie. The blue side is the people who are in that movie.
Yeah, this is, look, I am horrified by what's going on right now. The idea that Trump, who I think Trump has made it very clear that he doesn't actually want to be president. He just wants to win the election. He wants to be elected president, but doesn't actually want to do the job. He's talking about surrounding himself with people who could take over all these functions for him. I am, it's a horror show. And the idea that Trump is slowly gaining ground. I mean, Hillary's still ahead. She's still got the lead. She's still favored to win. But
does she have the lead?
Oh yeah, she does.
Sweet.
But not by as much as she should.
How's Johnson doing in the election?
God, he's ruining things is what he's doing.
Is he?
Yeah, by having the Johnson option, that means that he gives people who hate Trump, he gives them a reason to not vote for Hillary. He's like, gives them some kind of plausible deniability that, oh, well, but I hate both of them, so this is my protest vote, is to vote for Gary Johnson, because at least he's not a criminal, or he's not a crackpot, or he's not, and so they go and they vote for Gary Johnson, or they're going to vote for Gary Johnson, or some of them have it. How early does early voting start? And
I got text about it.
And he's gonna wind up getting some of those votes from people who, if he wasn't in the race, they would vote for Hillary, but they all want to claim how much they hate Hillary because, well, yeah, I may not like Trump, but I don't like Hillary either because she's really unpopular.
Sexists.
So they're going to vote for Johnson. And as a result, Hillary could actually lose this election. And then when Trump winds up getting into office, if it happens and Trump gets into office, and who knows, he may just wind up sitting back, letting other people take over the functions of government, and things will go on as they've always gone on, because he'll just let the lifetime bureaucrats take care of stuff and he won't bother. But he could also do something horrible and dangerous, like any of the things that he has promised to do. If he actually did any of those things that he has said, he could destroy the world economy.
But think of it like this. If he gets elected, it could be the first presidential assassination in my lifetime.
No, it wouldn't be, because the Secret Service is too good. Honestly, the Secret Service is really good
do. No. See, I don't think it'd be an assassination. I'd want him to either choke on his own toupee or trip over a small loan of $1 million.
And it would be, yeah. And it would be, he can get into office and whatever horrible thing he might do, all right, because the chances of him doing something horrifyingly damaging to this nation is far greater than zero, all right? And so when something like that does happen, all these Johnson voters have this deniability that they could say, hey, I didn't vote for him. Yeah, no, you didn't. But if you had the choice between the only two candidates who had a reasonable chance of winning, you would have preferred to see Hillary over Trump, but you let Trump get into office because I know, and I hate to be that kind of guy who says that you have to make a choice between one of the two major candidates. But you really do have to weigh the options. And in this particular case, if you truly think that a Hillary presidency is no better than a Trump presidency, if you really think that either one of them would be equally bad, great. You go ahead and vote for Johnson. Go ahead. All right? But if you know in your heart you would prefer to see Hillary, God, vote for her. Vote for her just so that Trump doesn't get in there. Holy crap. I mean, and again, every possibility that maybe he'll be harmless. Maybe he'll get in and this is his magnum opus. The ability to rub it in everyone's noses that he won the presidency. He won the most powerful office in this land. And now
That's it. He's got that prize to hang on his wall, and now he sits back and he lets other people take over government, and everything runs exactly as it always has. But maybe he gets mad at people criticizing him in their newspapers, and he tries to find a way to use the power of his office to shut down the free press. Because, well, that's what he's tried to do to people who have criticized him, is he shuts them out of his rallies, and he shuts off their access to his campaign. I mean, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe he's trying to get elected so that it can be the greatest episode of The Apprentice ever.
Oh my God!
You're fired! You're fired! You're fired! Just walking into Congress.
You got me all heated up, Billy Bob. We're done with that.
32. One. This one's from Billy Bob.
Oh God, Billy Bob again. All right, go ahead.
Do you have instant game there with you? Roll up a game for me, and I'll play it this weekend.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, we do. We do have instant game here. Hold on. I'm going to pause it while I pull it up. All right, the tables are ready. Aiden is going to use R2 to roll us up some instant game. So here we go.
All right. 76.
76 is, Sea Adventures. All right, Woo. Adventures at Sea. What's the tone?
All right, the tone is 0.
Ooh.
Well, 100. Tactical.
Tactical?
Naval missions, baby.
Oh, God. Okay, this sounds terrible already.
Well, it actually sounds logical, actually.
All right, give me a thing.
Okay. 34.
All right, the 34 is... So this setting has to
include... Warfare.
Gang warfare. In a tactical sea adventures game. All right, I'm already on board. Give me another thing.
Another thing? 70.
Right, on the other thing table.
And that's prisoner.
Oh, okay, prisoner. Prisoners.
That actually sounds like a great game.
Yeah. Gang warfare with prisoners. So is it? Oh man, can you
pirates?
Can we do a sea adventure with some sort of prison at sea, with gang warfare within the prison?
Yeah, like a military prison.
Maybe. Okay. All right. We're already doing something good here.
You know what? Screw you, Billy Bob. We're gonna be doing this weekend.
All right. What's the opposition?
The opposition is 77.
77 is
spy.
Okay, there is a spy. Who is our opposition?
This is getting interesting. All
right, what's our tech level?
Our tech level? 10.
Automobiles.
So modern time?
It means it has to be at least turn of the century.
Okay.
So there have to be cars, but it's a sea adventure. So we've got motorboats.
Right.
So we've got boats with motors in them. Give us one more tech.
28.
Flight. You know what? Screw them. I'm going to make it a steampunk. They've got engines that are, we've got our steam powered engines that we're doing. It's going to be tactical warfare. We're good. All right, okay. We can do this. All right. And then don't need a place because we've already decided it's a prison. And
descriptor.
All right, give us a descriptor for our prison. Go ahead.
Can you scroll down the descriptor list quick for me?
Yeah.
What does that mean? What do you mean by hip?
You honestly don't know what hip is?
Well, I know what it means by my book.
It's the first part of the word hipster.
Okay, that's what I was afraid of.
Okay, yeah, hip.
Please let me roll a 50. Please.
This is a descriptor for our prison.
43.
43 is...
glorious.
It's a glorious prison.
Marble floors, like gold bars. It is beautiful.
Yeah, no, and actually, I think so. In our dismal, barren landscape, the prison itself is this one modern, shining example of everything's clean and modern.
It's a luxury prison.
No, it's a stark hellhole for the prisoners, but for the people working there, it's always everything's clean, overly clean, like oppressively so. I'm on board with this.
All right,
cool. Now hold on. Now the objective for our heroes, we don't even know who our heroes are yet, but we need an objective for our heroes. So we need an action. Whoops, not people, not
action
personalities.
Was way at the top.
Was it? Okay. Yep. Oh, there it is. Actions.
Just take the arrows, my gosh.
I'm sorry. I'm not very good at this. All right, actions.
84.
84.
Arrows. Thank you.
Okay. Wah! Too far. Places. All right. There. Ah!
Stop it!
I'm trying, dude. All right, there. 84. Objective, scare. All right, now I need a thing.
All right, a thing. 44.
44. Scare. Oh, God. I'm so bad with the arrows. Too far. All right. Scare the outsiders or invaders. All right. Now I need another action.
46.
46. This is really tough. 46. Guide. All right. I like guide as an action. Guide. I need another thing.
62.
62 on this side. So guide, nightclub, rave. I've got nothing for that. Give me a different thing. I can't even work with that.
35.
35 is... oh, man, so close.
Hired muscle.
All right. So we've got guide, hired muscle, and we've got... All right, so we've got a spy who is looking to... What was the first thing that we did?
Scare the invaders.
Spy. So the spy is either guiding our hired muscle, and the heroes have to scare invaders, or vice versa.
Right.
Which way do you want to go with it?
I think we should escort the hired muscle.
Okay.
Like the heroes are prisoners that have way overstayed their sentences, and so the people are coming in to get them out, but the spy doesn't want them to.
Right. The spy. It's a very Scooby-Doo.
Right.
Sort of episode, because the spy is trying to scare off the outsiders.
Right.
And we're trying to guide in the hired muscle who are going to clean all this up and take care of whatever we need to do. All right. Close enough. You know what? Let's move on. We need another Podomatic, dude.
All right. Anyway. There you go, Billy Bob.
Yeah. Work with that, Billy Bob. I hope that was coherent.
All right. 64? 94? 94.
94. Sweet.
I didn't learn how to read. I'm sorry.
I never learned to read.
I also never knew my father.
Oh, if I ever find that son of a... All right. Anyway, 94
is from Ronster. How many flash drives do you have, and what do you keep on them? Let me tell you, I have two whole flash drives, and they are filled to the brim with memes.
That's it?
Yeah, I've just got, like, a bunch of pictures I found on the internet filling two flash drives.
That sounds about right.
Well, I also have Minecraft and Terraria, Slender, and then Env on one.
Okay.
So I guess that takes up quite a bit.
Me personally, I have, I don't know, any number of flash drives. I have four portable drives, that like big ones that are like, you know, a gig, or not a gig. I have one that's a terabyte. Some of them that are 250 gig. But I've got like four or five of those, and they have backups of stuff. They have... and just a lot of, mostly backup type material. And then I have, I don't know, a couple dozen flash drives, most of which don't work, but they all sit in a drawer in my office. And I don't know. I don't keep anything important on them anymore except for backup material. That's really about it.
22. Clicky, 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 click.
You like the clicky click?
I like the clicky click.
Well, you're supposed to be entertaining people, remember? Or you could talk.
Yeah, but I don't do that well.
That's why you're doing a podcast, is because of your poor verbal skills.
All right, this one's from Mrs. Darks. The Guild or Dr. Horrible? Which one do you like better? Discuss. Dr. Horrible.
Yeah, Dr. Horrible. Discuss.
I'm a sucker for musicals, and the characters are a lot better written.
Yeah, look, the Guild... I love Felicia Day, and
brilliant,
she did really well with it, and I enjoyed the first couple of seasons, and things were going really well. And then once Will Wheaton got added in, I kind of wasn't as motivated anymore. I just kind of lost interest. It was, but boy, the first season, I was completely in love with it, and the second season, awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, we still make, you know, the +5 sexterity joke.
Oh, yeah. I made that one the other night with Sam.
That's right. Wow, you and Sam are close.
Have you seen how hairy Sam is?
Yeah, well, not as hairy as you, but still.
No, no. That man is a sweater.
So,
But I'm a sucker for Dr. Horrible.
Oh, yes.
I really, really like Dr. Horrible. So there you go.
32.
Oh, already did it.
Sorry, Billy Bob. We can't answer your question twice. 74.
What if we did? Who we won't. But what if we did?
It's the instant game one again.
All right. Hey, it's from Billy Bob.
All right. You're hanging out with a group of people who have never played an RPG in their lives, but they really want to try. All you have on you is paper, pencil, and dice. And you have got about, and you've got about 2 hours. What do you do? Well, I mean, I do what I did as a kid with Eli and Noah. I just draw up a rudimentary map and some stats, let them choose from a couple characters, and go from there.
Look around you. Can you construct a rudimentary lathe? Shut up, guy!
All right. I'm sorry. The minute you said rudimentary, I had to... It's Galaxy Quest.
So, look,
this is the kind of thing that I've probably done before.
I did it all the time as a kid.
Yeah, not necessarily with people who've never played RPGs before. But look, I've got paper, I've got pencil. I ask them who they want to be. Or maybe even don't ask them who they want to be, just make them be themselves. And then we've got dice. And when they, I would set up something that is a horror type story. I would put them in a cabin in the woods type setting, or
isn't that how Terror Camp Pinewood was made?
Yeah, it's like that. I'd put them in a setting where creepy horror things start happening, and then ask them what they're gonna do, and that's it. You ask them what they do, and then when it comes up, roll dice, and it doesn't even matter what dice you roll the dice. And you say high numbers mean good things happen and low numbers mean bad things happen. And that's all you have to know. And if it's in the middle, then okay, it's either a little good or a little bad, whatever. And you just go and you just basically it's introducing these people to the concept of a storytelling game that, hey, I give you the setting. You tell me how you act in that setting. And then, oh, when conflict happens, we roll some dice and then whatever the dice say, we make up our story in that direction. Oh, the dice say good things happen. So, okay, let's make up some good things that can happen to you here. And that's it. And I would just tell the story and I'd make it quick. I have to make it quick. I've been given a limit of 2 hours here. But just go fast. Just tell the story, play it out like a horror movie, and you can steal from any horror movie. Adapt it a little bit so they don't recognize where it's coming from. But off you go. All right. Clearly, I've havered on too long on his podcast because he's busy dancing and it's really distracting. So, last one.
36,
because we're at an hour now. See, you filled up an hour already and we haven't even gotten the listener betrayal.
Sweet.
Yeah, you're good at this. 36.
It's from Ronster. You and your family are playing Axis and Allies. Who's the Germany player? Me, straight up, I'm Germany.
No,
I am Germany.
Germany would, if it's just my family playing.
If I can't be Germany, then I'll be Italy.
Italy's not an option. If it's.
But Italy's the best! Out of the Axis powers, Italy is the best!
If it's just my family playing, then, Runanide would be Germany, because he was always Germany.
Who?
Always.
What?
Runanide, my friend, Lucy from the boards, who plays Pathfinder with me. I'm carefully not saying their real names. But her husband is Runanide, college roommate.
Yeah, okay, gotcha.
Right. And so when we were in college, he was always Germany. He loved Germany. And Germany usually got his butt kicked, but that was the joy of it for him, is he wanted to win.
But it says you and your family.
I know. This is much like in any situation, even if Pat's not there, Pat still gets to be the big spoon. So even if he's not present, he's still playing Germany. That's how intense his love of Germany was in this game. The whole point of Germany is when you play Axis and Allies, which you've never played before because we don't own it. But when you play Axis and Allies...
Is it an old game?
Yeah, it's a very old game. And it's
back when you played in your stomping ground?
It's a world domination game.
Like Risk?
Right, it's considered a step up from Risk. It's the next level of complexity because you have to buy resources and and you play as there's three allied powers and only two Axis powers. The Axis powers wind up being Germany and Japan. Right. And
I know my Hattalia.
And as you play, the game is set up, it's imbalanced in such a way that Germany pretty much always loses. Well, not always, but Germany loses more often than it wins. It's a very tough position to play. And so, as a result of this, that was the challenge for him, is playing Germany. So, if it was just our family, literally if it was just us, let's assume that Jacob's not playing, because, you know, he doesn't ever participate in anything anymore, because he lives away from us and has a life and stuff. Thank God you don't have a life. I'm so glad you're here.
Except I haven't been home in, like, weeks.
You're here now. You're recording a podcast with me, for goodness sake.
We're in the middle of the park. What are you talking about?
This is how together we are.
We're in the park. I'm not home. What are you talking about?
And so, leaving Jacob out of it, then the first game we played, I would insist on being Germany to take on that tough position. And then once we got all the rules down, then Aiden would insist on being Germany every single game after that. He's absolutely right. That is his style. So
I am Germany.
All right. And now, right.
God. And seven.
Seriously,
this is my podcast. I can do what I want.
I do what I want. All right.
The BC Boys fought for my right. The BC Boys fight for my right to podcast.
I'll do that. Okay.
Oh no. This is from Mrs. Darks. Another MFK. David Tennant, Matt Smith, and Christopher
Eccleston. We're gonna skip this one.
Three.
Yeah, since you're not, you don't know the doctors well enough.
This one's from Ronster.
And by the way, I didn't number that one. It's going back in the mix. The Doctor Who FMK will come back up. Sorry, Darks, but Mrs. Darks. But, unfortunately, yeah, he's not qualified for this one.
What particular layout do you use for Pocket Mod? Are you an all-line sort of guy, or do you use something, do you like using a task list? Well, I mean, you personally, you don't like lines. You just, whatever fits.
Right.
Me, I don't have a pocket mod, so.
I did, look, I like graph paper. I'm a huge fan of graph paper. I love graph paper. I could use graph paper for taking notes all the time. I love having it. But I tried doing the grids on my pocket mod, and it just got in my way. It was just tough. So instead of doing, I wanted to have graph paper pocket mod. It just didn't work out for me. So ultimately, no, I just use blank. I take a blank sheet of paper and I fold it. I don't bother to print them out. I don't bother to have anything specific on them. It is just, I usually take a scratch piece of paper, use the blank side, and I fold that into my pocket mod and I'm done. And I absolutely love it that way. Completely free form. Like I say, for a while I printed them. I had the grids, or I tried having specific reference lists, you know, certain conversions and other, stuff like that on it, and realized that, I never used them, and it just took up extra space. It's a whole wasted page.
And this is gonna be our last one, so this is 49.
You have to entertain while I'm scrolling.
How is it choke like a frog? okay. This one is from Irish Fan. Have you seen the latest Bodie McBoatface?
The latest on Bodie McBoatface. By the way, this is really small font and it's really far away from him, so.
I've already forgotten the name of the guy that they have now named the boat after. That in and of itself speaks volumes. But there is now a petition out there for him to change his name to Bodie McBoatface. Hilarious. I love the internet. Not a question.
No. Have you seen the latest on Bodie McBoatface? That was the question.
What was it? Because you didn't end it with a question. And that confuses me, Irish.
Yeah. No, I've seen a couple of little things on Bodie McBoatface right after the whole thing came up. But yeah, no, nobody is making reports on the amazing discoveries coming from the boat that would have been named Bodie McBoatface. And so therefore, as rightly predicted, we're not going to hear anything from this place. It's too bad. Too bad, because I'm sure they're doing great science that could get lots more attention
if they just would have kept the name, but they didn't have the balls for it.
That was a very letdown question. We're going to do one more. One.
One. How could the number one be bad?
It's from Lucy.
Oh, that's how. I'm kidding.
Oh, and we just lost a listener.
I keyed. Go ahead.
Do you think scientists will figure out new sum and...
Ha! Yeah, no, that's not you. That's her. This should be some new.
Oh, figure out some new and effective ways to slow global climate change over the next century? We have already.
What are we doing?
I don't know what we're doing specifically. I've heard that it is getting better, though.
No, it's not.
Is it not?
No, we're slowing down the rate of climate change.
That's what I
but
meant.
only a tiny bit.
That's what I meant.
And not
now you make me look dumb, thanks.
But here's the thing, is not through science. And we're not even we're not slowing it down enough. I mean, it's still going up. The temperature is still rising.
Yeah.
Just slightly slower than it used to.
See, I said better.
Right, better. No. Yes, we're going to come up with something. In fact, we've already come up with several great ideas for doing things that will reflect more of the solar energy out into space and help cool off the planet. And we've found, there's lots of ideas out there. And ultimately, we will implement some of them because that's in our nature that eventually we'll get desperate enough that we will implement some of these. And some will be completely ineffective, there you go, and some will have surprising consequences that we could not possibly have predicted, and they'll have good and bad to them, and some of them will probably be generally good things and work, who knows. But yes, we'll come up with stuff. That's what we do, we come up with stuff. We're a stuff kind of people.
All right.
So.
That is the end of the Pod-O-Matic.
Okay, so what does that mean?
All right. And that means that it's time for GLaDOS, and she'll wrap up the episode for us.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. My bumper music this week is Weezer's in the Garage and Science Fiction Double Feature by Me First and the Gimme Gimmies. I can read. Leave me alone.
Just not well.
All of these songs are available on iTunes. Check them out. Buy them. Enjoy them. He wouldn't include them in my podcast if he didn't absolutely love them. If you want to do something nice to the podcast, recommend it to a friend. If you enjoy it, then spread the word and let other people enjoy it. Word of mouth is my bread and butter, people.
Word of mouth. It's my bread and butter, people. There you go.
See, I'm reading the script how it's written.
Well, again, not well.
Remember, I'm always looking for listeners to do my work for me, so don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Pod-O-Matic. Watch every week on the forums and on my Facebook for listener betrayal, and if you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, send it to me and save me all of the grueling research.
Keep going.
My contact his contact info is mike@nerdprideradio.com. On Twitter and Facebook,
Mike@nerdprideradio.com. Okay, and then?
@nerdprideradio on Twitter, facebook.com/nerdprideradio. But to be totally honest, the very best way to contact him is to go and sign up for his forums at nerdprideradio.com/forums.
No, /nerds. I didn't change that. Sorry.
/nerd.
You're
Gosh.
Supposed to just know that.
Gosh, even the script I'm reading badly isn't written correct.
you should just know these things.
At NerdPrideRadio /nerds.
Nerds.
Sorry, Eli walked in and just distracted
right,
the hell out of me.
I'm trying to give hand signals to Eli from across the room, and Aiden keeps thinking that I'm signaling him to stop when I'm not. I'm trying to signal to Eli, so totally not his fault. This time it was me and not my crappy script. Go ahead.
You sign up for his forum, send him a message, and he'll hang out, and you guys will hang out together. You'll become best friends in the world, and it will... We'll have fun.
Excellent. You have to have the right pause in there. We'll become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. Okay.
I don't listen to your podcast. I'm sorry. And now it's time for Listener Betrayal. Every week, my dad puts up that he's recording, or, well, in this case, I'm recording, and he asks for comments and questions from people just like you. So, we're going to start with Facebook here. And this is from Master, and it says, "Why do you spell your name so weird? Why are you Team Valor?" Jeez.
Is that what that is? Is that Team Valor?
Yeah, that's what that is.
Uh-huh.
Instinct yep. All the way, buddy. All right, next question.
Wait. Why do you spell your name weird?
I spell it the right way. I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
I spell it just like everyone else. All right. Next one is also from Masters. What do you think about spray cheese? I prefer sharp cheddar on a Ritz cracker. Which was, I mean, you always gotta put it on the Ritz, but,
I'm sorry.
I prefer the bacon. Nope. I prefer the bacon spray.
Okay, but you're a fan of spray cheese?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like spray cheese? I've heard people comment that they can't stand it because it's not real cheese. Who cares? Oh my god, spray cheese is amazing. I'll put spray cheese on any cracker.
Absolutely.
Don't care.
All right, next one is from Nellie, and she says, "Yay, please tell me where you honeymooned. I'm not married, Nellie."
Wow. Good question, though.
Whoa. This isn't for you.
Can I answer it?
I mean, I've never been married, so I don't know how you would, but...
All right. God darn it. My honeymoon was a Caribbean cruise that we left from Miami, and we went to Cozumel, Mexico. We went to Jamaica. And we went to Grand Caymans, and we had an absolute blast. We were a young, stupid, newly married couple from Nebraska on a big old fancy cruise ship, which in retrospect was actually kind of a cheap cruise ship. Doesn't make any difference. We couldn't tell the difference. And we wound up sitting at a table with four gay dudes who, by the way, did not know each other before they got there. It was just two couples who happened to be gay and happened to be seated at the same table. And they even said they've been looking around the ship and they think they might be the only ones there. Like someone saw them and decided to lump them together and then stick them with the young married couple from Nebraska
joke. You have to remember this was back in the 50s.
Right. No, it was a long time ago. It was back in 1993. So anyway, 93. It was a long time ago. Long time. But anyway, we wound up having a blast. The guys we were hanging with were awesome. The stops in Jamaica were incredible. We took a little river cruise in Jamaica, which was really cool. But also when we got off the boat, we just asked, one of the guys with us asked the cab driver, said, "Hey, we want a place to go swimming and we don't want to have to pay for it. Take us somewhere really nice." And so he drove us to the Holiday Inn in Jamaica and I'm not the Holiday Inn in Jamaica. I'm sure there's many Holiday Inns. It was the Holiday Inn in that city. And took us to the Holiday Inn where they have this big open beach that belongs to Holiday Inn, but you can just walk on in there. So we went and laid on the beach and hung out, and the maitre d' there tried to sell us drugs. Well, she tried to sell Lisa drugs, which was really funny. And
wait, how do you know it was drugs?
He was saying, look, he was letting us know that he's the maitre d' here, so he's very well connected, and therefore, if we needed to know where any of the parties were, he could certainly hook us up. If we needed anything extra, like something to smoke or maybe some mushrooms, he could certainly be our connection.
And you didn't take him up on some mushrooms?
And when he got to mushrooms, your mom, I swear to God, said, "No thanks, I'm not hungry." She had no clue. Not a clue. Oh, brilliant. The Caymans were great. We went snorkeling in the Caymans, and the water was...
You went snorkeling in the Caymans?
Yeah, it was great.
They're such small animals, though.
Not...
You couldn't see it, but Mike just enacted tearing out his own eyeball.
And then Cozumel, Mexico was pretty cool. Probably my least favorite of the stops that we made, but we went and saw the Mayan ruins there, and it was all historical and stuff. So, well, we had a great time on our honeymoon. It was really fun. So, anyway, that's that question.
All right. Next one is from Sarah Beth. "Hi, guys. On my way back from a girls' weekend in a cabin in Lake George." Gosh, I got to learn to read. My abs hurt from laughing so hard. When was the last time you sustained an injury from having too much fun? Did you go to Lake George when you lived in New York?
Well, right. Did you ever live in New York?
No, I didn't live in New York. That's a dumb question.
And no, when I lived in New York, we never went to Lake George. No.
And to answer your question about have I ever injured myself having too much fun, I have a stomach scar somewhere on my body from playing Red Rover, so.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, do you remember that summer when I went to camp and I came back with huge gashes in my stomach from playing Red Rover?
Yeah, well, do you remember that? Was that the same summer at camp that, no, that was before you. That was when Jacob went, when Caleb broke his collarbone.
Oh, yeah.
At Camp Cedars.
No, I'm talking about a YMCA day camp.
Oh, yeah, that was even better.
Yeah, I had huge gashes on my stomach because people's nails hurt when you're playing Red Rover shirtless.
Oh, man. I can't think of the last time I injured myself from having too much fun. I remember when I was, you know, like 14 or something and I was running at the pool, which, by the way, did you know that there's a prohibition on running at the pool? I had no idea. And I wound up slipping on the cement and it scraped off a chunk of skin off the side of my stomach. And I had the scar from that for probably 20 years before it finally faded away. So.
Oh, speaking of pools, there was a time when I was at a pool and there was a beach ball on the edge of the pool. And I went to go kick it and I completely skinned my big toe.
Oh, God, that's making me cringe just thinking about it.
Yeah, it was just blood everywhere.
Okay, well, that's the best answer we got. Okay.
All right, now the next one is from Nerd Pri Radio, and it says done, and yes, we are.
Okay, well, what if we go over to my forums?
Oh my.
At nerdpriradio.com/nerds.
Don't you shamelessly plug yourself on my show.
All right. Hey, look, there's responses.
Oh, okay, this one is from Talvin. Aiden, how awesome is DM Darks? He is so awesome. I miss holding your hand. I love you. All right.
Also from Talvin.
Also from Talvin. Avengers MFK.
FMK.
Agent Coulson, Hawkeye, and Hulk. Kill Agent Coulson, because I have no idea who that is. Marry Hawkeye. Hold on, let me finish. Marry Hawkeye, because, you know, that just sounds like a great time, because, you know, we could reenact the entire Hawkeye initiative. And then I'd sleep with the Hulk, because that's how I want to die.
Oh my God. First, I would marry Agent Coulson in a heartbeat. And not the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Agent Coulson, but the Avengers Agent Coulson.
Which one is that?
He's the bald guy who was an Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D. in the movies, and he was the one that secretly had the collector's cards of Captain America, and he was like kind of a superhero nerd. I'm going to pause while I pull up a picture of Agent Coulson, because this is really important. Never mind, I don't have to pull up a picture. He says he knows who I'm talking about, it just doesn't matter to him. Oh my God, I would marry Agent Coulson. He's awesome. Absolutely awesome. And then that leaves me, which one of these other Avengers here do I want to have a night of passion with? And I was going to say Hulk, until you said reenacting the entire Hawkeye initiative. In which case, you know what? I think me and Hawkeye are getting down. So
I was saying I wanted to sleep with Hulk. Because that's how I want
to
die.
Right. No, I know. But I'm not going to do a whole marriage to get to that reenacting the Hawkeye initiative. I'm just going to have my one night with him. And then we'll have to find some way to kill Hulk. I don't know how you do that, but that's what we have to do.
You get him not angry, and then it's just horse tranquilizers.
There you go.
All right, the next one is again from Talvin. Jeez, man, just calm down. How about that company of the Rusty Dragon and their new logo? I don't know what you're talking about, buddy.
You do know what I'm talking about.
They don't know that!
Because
this is a question for you!
Because I'm so excited about it, I've told my kids, oh my God, you're never going to believe it, we came up with a logo and everything. That's what dorks we are. We are such huge dorks in our Pathfinder game that we decided to rename our group, and we've decided to call ourselves the Company of the Rusty Dragon. And then someone said, boy, it would be really cool if we had some sort of symbol or emblem that we could put, like, on tokens or you know, put them on patches for, or, you know, whatever. And so, then as a group, we wound up working out, an emblem for our, Order of the, Company of the Rusty Dragon. And so we have this emblem that we have, but it is also, designed to be put onto a flag to be, hold on, dude, we're gonna have to show you this. Because I've told him all about it. I haven't actually showed him.
I have so, places to be.
No, you don't. You have nothing that you need to do other than this
I could
podcast.
Be at John and Sam's right now, overwatching it up.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Overwatch is more important than recording your own podcast?
I mean, it's not mine.
Is that what you're trying to say?
I've stolen it for the week.
All right. So here's the deal. And this is, I'm going to bring it up. This will be the first time he gets to see how cool and awesome this, this new emblem is. And his reaction is going to be overwhelming. He's going to be amazed, and you guys will get to hear, his appreciation firsthand. So, look at that. That's our, can you guys hear that? Can you hear the slow nodding in appreciation?
No, I'm squealing in a pitch only dogs can hear. It's great.
Oh, that's Noah slow clapping. You can just go to hell then. You guys are so mean to me. Neither one of you appreciates me. God darn. All right, how about this then? What if we put it on a flag? Oh man, all right. They're Philistines is what they are. No. Well, this is brilliant stuff. I love this. Absolutely love this.
You guys are nerds.
We did. Yes, we are.
Gotta go play Magic the Gathering or something.
We are. Listen, everybody in this group, you know, aged what? How old are we all? Like 35 to 55, maybe? I mean, we are some middle-aged nerds, and we've just spent the better part of the last week putting this stuff together.
Okay, hold up. No. Absolutely not.
What?
You're not allowed to use that word ever.
Yeah.
I am disappointed in you, Eliahad.
No, why? Because he's young. Young people can do that, right?
No one can use that word.
He's like 36, is it okay?
You are never allowed to type, think about, or say yas ever. That word is cancer.
It's right below. That's how excited he was when he saw it.
I have lost.
Is that not the most badass avatar in the world?
It is, but.
Thank you.
Listen, Eliahad, I have lost all respect for you.
You didn't have that much respect for him. I mean, look, the way you talk about him behind his back.
I don't talk about you behind my back. I loved you before today.
Fine.
Now I'm gonna talk about you behind your back.
Okay, next up.
Talvin! Again!
I think Talvin's our only response on the boards. Go for
Besides
it.
Besides tricorders, what other sci-fi elements do you like to port into a fantasy setting? You know what? I think these are all questions for you, so I'm just gonna leave.
What? No, come on.
I don't even know what tricorders is.
It doesn't matter. A tricorder is the stuff that they used in Star Trek to do. It's tricorder. It does all sorts of things. Probably three different things is my guess from the name, but they never actually specified what a tricorder really did. Okay, he's asking, what sci-fi element would you like to put into a fantasy game? So what kind of sci-fi thing? Because he's actually referring to the emblems. We found a way to put those into little badges.
Yeah.
Right. And we'll make them into Star Trek communicators. So in that same vein, what other sci-fi element could you then just change and say instead of science, it works on magic?
Artificially created life that can actually think and emote.
Oh, we do that all the time. We created owlbears.
I didn't say it doesn't already exist.
Oh, man. Great, now he's angry with me.
I am triggered as hell.
Okay, all right, let's move on to the next one.
All right, from Talvin. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would you live? Chicago, straight up.
Chicago's pretty cool.
I would love to live in Chicago.
If it was me, I don't know, to live... Permanently? I have no idea. Somewhere around here. I don't have any urge to go anywhere.
You're boring.
I mean, I would love to visit all over the world.
You're a boring...
But to actually live?
You're a boring old man.
Well, I chose to live here already.
I'm content where I am. My grandkids will be all over here, and they'll come see me and visit me.
They won't come see me because I'll be such an old crotchety bastard, but it's the dream that they'll come see me, and then I can complain how no one ever comes to visit. because of you.
You know, mom's going to leave you and you're going to live with cats.
That's probably true, too.
Not even, like, real cats. They're going to be little figurines of cats that he plays D&D with.
Oh. Okay, well,
Dad, I love you. I'm kidding.
Okay, what's next?
Well, this next one's from Mike, and it says done, and yes, we are.
Okay, but you going to sign off?
How do I sign off? It's not written down here on the script. I've never done this before.
Oh, well, just do something like I usually do at the end of the podcast.
Oh, well, this has been Mike recorded without me, so I stole his podcast for the week. And, good night, everybody. Say good night, Mike.
Good night.
Say good night, R2. Say good night, boy chained in the corner. He's not talking.
You also have to tell them you love them.
I love you guys.
You guys are really awesome. Seriously. See you next week.
Thank you for having me.